Welcome to episode one of the Shypedia podcast. This is your host, Oma T.
And this is your co-host, Marsha.
Yo, this is amazing. We're actually here. We're doing it. Episode one, we're live. It's official. It's been a long time coming. A special thanks to Ravo for producing our intro music. Thank you so much, sister. I appreciate you.
That's right. A special shout out goes out to our boss. Man, he's our boss, Mr. Todd Manley.
And of course, yes, our director of operations. Shout out to Stephanie Menendez as well.
That's right. Big shout out, because without them, we would not have this here opportunity to bring to you this Shypedia podcast.
Now, Shypedia is Chicago media for the people. And essentially, we serve as your resource for all things community, entertainment, arts, and politics in the city of Chicago. Think of us as your arts and culture and community encyclopedia of sorts.
That's right.
Here in the city.
Some place that you can learn something.
Yeah.
You just may learn something with us.
Just a little bit. You know, a few things to expect from the show. We're having tons of interviews with some of our favorite people, from playwrights and directors at local theaters across the city, to artists. Not just artists and musicians, but painters and sculptors and some of our favorite people. But also, we're going to find some of those interesting stories off the beaten path that kind of caught Marsha's attention or might have caught my attention. And we'll share
those
with you.
Bloopers.
Yeah, all that good stuff.
All that good stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, even those live coverage of a lot of the interviews, we're going to be out there in them streets. You can catch us somewhere, maybe at a theater, a play, or one of your favorite music bands or artists. But we will be out there in the Chicago streets and bringing it to you right here through your air, through your ears. You can
through
hear
your
it.
Ears.
We're gonna be your eyes.
So instead of the airwaves, so I'm used to live radio. That's the air. We can call it the earwaves. That's what we're doing. We're bringing it
the
to your earwaves. I like it. I mean, this is gonna be pretty fun. This is gonna be cool because it's kind of like an audio documentary. Like, you know, you listen to a lot of podcasts. Some of my favorite podcasts and other ones I've hosted in the past have usually been interview based or pretty much conversational. But I want this, you know, if we're truly going to be an encyclopedia, it's got to be a potpourri of information. So it's going to be kind of like an audio documentary.
Right, exactly. And you know, this brother right here, Doma T, he's like a walking encyclopedia. This brother right here, he has been in the streets.
My secret is Google.
Oh, my gosh.
That's all.
Come on.
It's just
Come
Google.
On now. Come
That's
on
all
now.
It is
but,
Google.
You know, really, we really want to get to know who is Doma T.
Sure.
Whenever this is like a new relationship, and whenever I enter a relationship,
mm-hmm.
I go to Google.
Okay.
Honey, please. Okay.
You
know, I found some stuff on some people.
Uh-oh.
I go out one night, get their number, they give me their business card, and I go right over to Google. I have found records of being in jail, con artists,
right,
stone cold criminals.
That's a whole episode,
right?
In itself.
Right. And then wonder why I never call back. But anyhow, I decided I need to find out who this guy is that I'll be spending my time with in a studio.
Okay.
Doma T. Pongo.
Okay, what did you find?
Well, I did find out that man, this guy, he's been pretty busy. Let's see. You have been on many other podcasts, right?
I'm really nervous.
Race and Equity. I found that online.
I feel like I cheated already. I was on other podcasts. Yes.
Yeah. So you are a cheater. We come to find out that Doma T is a cheater, everyone.
Yeah.
That's okay, though.
Yeah,
okay.
I host a ton of different shows.
But this show right here is like no other.
Yeah, this
Never,
is this
not
is
put
bae.
Us in a box.
This is bae. This is
That's
number
right.
one.
We're
this
not the, we're one. Not the side chick.
No. Yeah, I hosted Culture, Race, and Equity for the Chicago Urban League, A Seat at the Table, which is a conversation about culture, race, and equity. Based here in the city of Chicago, and then I also hosted Brainstorm with Doma T for quite some time. And essentially, if I have any interviews, like if we do a snippet of an interview for me out and about and we can't get the full interview on here, I might still post it there on Brainstorm with Doma T. Those are on iTunes and SoundCloud and all that good stuff. Yeah.
And I found you on Robert Feeder blog. Well, robertfeeder.com.
Yeah, Robert Feeder is the man.
Yeah, so anybody who makes it to his site, man, you have to be doing big things in the city.
I guess.
You're looking a little surprised.
I'm very surprised.
So I did a little digging, you know. So you are currently a news anchor here at WGN Radio.
Yes, you can hear me Saturday mornings from 6 a.m. to 12 noon, anchoring the news, doing Lou Manfredini's show, as well as John Williams' show, as well as Mike Stevens' show, Outside the Loop. Those are three of my favorite shows on the station, too.
Wow. Dang.
And shout out to Cochran, too, because one day I have had a chance to anchor his show, excellent show, morning show here on WGN Radio.
You know he's my uncle, right?
Yes, your uncle?
Yeah.
I see the resemblance.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Uncle Steve. That's what I like to call
him. If you're
Stevie,
unfamiliar, Google Marshall Isles and Google Steve Cochran to see if
Stevie.
You see the
know, like Jocelyn used to say, Stevie.
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 You used to, did you produce for Cochran before?
I did not.
Who did you produce for?
Oh, man. That's a long list, Doma T. You want me to get started?
No way. We'll flip
Actually,
it
Actually, you know, I never produce here at WGN. I work in a sales department only.
But you've produced for, in your previous roles at other stations.
I have.
And you have. Okay, got it, got it, got it. Okay, let's keep
That's
it going.
Right.
What else did you find?
All right, I'm
scared.
So prior to being at WGN Radio, in 2013, you started out at WVON AM.
Yes, urban talk station located on the south side of Chicago, 87th and Dobson. Shout out to Melody Span Cooper, the CEO there. And that was my first official job in media. It's really where I cut my teeth. It's where I learned a lot. And I'm eternally thankful for having been at that station.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really cool being
there. WVON, shout out to them.
They've been in existence for 53 years now, I want to say.
Wow.
And Martin Luther King has been on WVON when he was in Chicago. Martin Luther King was on WVON when he lived on the west side of the city during that time when he was, making moves out here in the city of Chicago.
You know, that would have been kind of cool. I would like to hear that.
You know, actually, it's on the interwebs. If you put in
Is
WVON,
it?
Martin
okay.
Luther King, you'll find it. And while I was there at VON, I wrote a lot of our programming around the stories that kept us talking for the years of 2013, 2014, 2015, and 2016? Yeah, and 2016. The only year I hadn't done in the past few years was 2017, because that's when I started here at my new home here at WGN Radio, which has been a tremendous ride. Like this is crazy. The resources here, the people here, these are some of the nicest people I've ever met,
man,
ever.
Yes.
And this is
home for me. This is home.
It feels like home. Mm-hmm. Walking through those doors.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay, so I did come to learn that you did not earn your education from the University of the Hard Knocks.
No, I did
okay?
not.
Okay. You are a graduate. Listen here, ladies. I Googled him. He is a graduate of Southern Illinois University in Edwardsville.
Yes, yes, my alma mater.
All right, and what did you take up there?
I actually studied economics. I didn't do anything related to broadcast until I partnered with my African-American studies professor, Howard Ramsey. And even though I was in the econ department, Professor Howard Ramsey used to assign me books, make me do blogs on these books, or any album I was listening to, he'd have me write a blog about the album and talk about some of the deeper concepts in it. So I remember I wrote a blog about Murder to Excellence on The Throne, Jay-Z and Kanye's album together.
Wow.
And it was basically, about how they talked about the issues facing America from their vantage points, being from Brooklyn and being from the south side of Chicago. And he taught me how to intellectualize hip-hop. You know,
wow.
Which was one of the most valuable things for me. And I didn't realize it at the time, but that was my first foray into journalism.
Wow. So what did you aspire to do at that time in your life? At that point, what did you aspire?
19-year-old me. At that time, getting out of school and getting a job was good enough. So when I got out of school, I ended up getting a job at Target headquarters in Minnesota as a business analyst. And so that was the goal. And then the dream for me at that time was finding a way to stretch artistically, whatever that might mean. So I was hosting open mic poetry, you know, shows at Southern Illinois. And then even when I was at Target, I was hosting poetry shows out there when I got out off of work. And it got to a point where I felt like I was just spinning my wheels, because I would love what I was doing at night, and then I wake up in the morning and go to work, and it was depressing. So I left.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But, I mean, You look like you might be mixed with something, Domitee. You got a little Mexican in you or something.
Little something. Like, I got African in my family.
You yeah. African.
Okay. Both my parents are from Ghana. That's where the name
They're
comes from.
Ghana. Okay. Yeah. So typically when Africans come over here, uh-huh. I mean, like, I went to high school with a few Africans and they were like smart. They were always really
yeah.
intelligent.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's definitely a good thing.
That's what's good.
Yeah. I mean, you know, all of us have a certain level of intelligence, but when we have people that migrate here into America, they usually come with a goal and they're more driven. And that means that if they have to learn our language, they will go beyond, you know, a normal American citizen. They would study more. You know, and they will take on fields that you would not normally see. Let's say a kid in high school, when I grow up, I want to be a basketball player or I want to be a nurse. Those are normal. Uh-huh. But typically you may see an African who's a doctor.
Yes.
Or some type of accountant or, you know.
You must know my dad because he used to say, you know, Domitee, you are going to be a doctor. You are disrupting thing. You are wasting your time, bro. And so he was on it. He was like, yeah, you are going to be a doctor. And even at high school, they sent me to some camp at UIC for like 2 weeks to see what it was like being a doctor. And no shade to doctors. My sister's a dentist and, you know, her husband's a dentist, too. And
is that why your teeth so clean?
Cling. That's, but that's and so no shade to the doctors, but during the program they had some students in residency come talk to us and they were just so tired. Was that my computer? That was loud.
I don't know.
They were just so tired. Mm-hmm. And they would be like, you know, we're like, what is it like being a doctor? They're like, it's a lot of hard work. Like, they seem so stressed out. I was like, you know, I don't know if that's the field I want to go into. Because it's so much work that you have to have a passion for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, I have kids. And one of my doctors was African. And I must say that's the best type of doctor that I have ever had.
Yeah.
With my
yeah.
experience of doctors.
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 Yeah, yeah. That's,
so, that's, you know, yeah. So Domitee decided to go and to follow his dream and not do what Dad wanted him to do. So how did that work out? What's up with that? How does Dad feel about that now?
I'm sneaking up on 5 years in radio, and I think both my mom and dad have finally get it. My mom said, oh, I see.
Moms are always more supportive.
They are. They are. And they finally get it. Like, they mm-hmm. now, you know, my dad used to act like it wasn't that big a deal, you know, but then you'd overhear him talking to his friends and he was like, yeah, you could hear Domitee's on the radio too.
Yeah, when I went through Google, I mean, your parents should be proud, brother.
Oh, thank you.
They should be beyond proud.
Thank you. You know, I do a lot. I'm not going to lie, Marsha. Like, this is exciting because I do get an opportunity to guest on a lot of shows, but to be on my own show and have my co-host having research me. Usually right. Folks don't research me. They just have me come out and I didn't know you knew all
well,
this.
That's the problem.
Cool.
People don't always do their background check on me, but I just know things sometimes.
You're
the
right.
Most random things. So I did, you know, look into your criminal history.
Okay, what'd you find? Uh-oh.
I wanted to find out, you know, hopefully you don't, you know, you're not a serial killer or anything, possibly, or you have any move-in violations.
Nothing too know, crazy.
You know, so I did pull up something and, man, Duke can kill a freestyle.
Oh, I see where you're going. I was sweating bullets. I was like,
he murdered a freestyle. He yeah. murdered a freestyle, and I found some audio. So I want to go ahead and let everybody else hear that, if you don't mind.
Go, let's go. Turn the beat up just a little bit for me. You found this? Louder.
That's right, don't
louder. Louder, louder, louder if you can, Sonya. Listen. Point blank and period, giving them season myriad of prison sentences, cause they sentences too simplistic. It's ridiculous how fraudulent calling themselves artists, but couldn't paint a picture this clear with photosynthesis. Ooh. I'm inspiring growth, putting fire to toast. Raise your glasses to the fact that we out with it. The cask is out with it. The cask is designated for activists, too mad to be pacifists, bringing pain like masochists. And I came to bring pain like meth addicts. So scared.
Where did you find this? That That was on the Urban Ground TV, the Booth Radio. That was the MC Cypher.
Yeah.
So shout out to them.
Yes, yes. Big shout out to Urban Ground TV. Yeah, we did that a little while ago. I didn't even have my, I don't know what this haircut is.
If I ruled the world, that was Nas and Lauryn Hill track. So to freestyle on a track like that, more power to you, brother.
Thank you.
That's right. Good deal.
That was me in the past life. It's funny how comparable hip hop is to journalism, because it's really like storytelling. Like I did a story, they did a story on me in the Chicago Defender, and we're talking about how hip hop really did, like, it was CNN. It was CNN for the streets, and it was CNN for people who didn't have access. I didn't have access to cable television or nothing. So if I wanted to know what New York was like, I was listening to Dipset, Cam'ron and them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know, back in the day, I mean, you weren't the only one. Like, I had a karaoke machine.
Uh-huh.
And I had an AM, FM radio on there, and I had my own show. So I would sit and study radio myself.
Mm.
And then I would go and recreate my own show with my karaoke machine. Now, this is only because I had no access to cable television. There was nothing else to do. When it was cold outside, it was snow outside. Like now, I would be in the house finding something to stimulate my mind. And, you know, that's just like when you are grooming a child to do something and become something when they get older.
Mm-hmm.
I was grooming myself for right now, and I did not realize that.
Wow. And you always wanted to be in radio, didn't you?
I did not always want
you
to
didn't.
Be. I had no idea what I wanted to do. In school, I would tell people I wanted to be a psychologist because it sounded big. But really, I speak it into existence because I'm good at reading people. We all say that, right? We all think we could do reverse psychology and
right.
all of that. But, you know, seriously, I decided that when it was time to go off, leave home, I wasn't sure if I wanted to go off to college. I actually thought about going into the National Guard.
Okay. And what how'd you end up, you know, avoiding that?
Shoot, my mama scared me. She told me, honey, don't let them tell you that when a catastrophe happened that you won't have to go over there. Because as soon as something happened, your name may get called. So, you know, I got a little afraid. This was before 9/11.
Mm.
I'm glad I made that decision, you know, because I may be a little punk. But no, I'm not. I'm hardcore.
I mean, but it's a nod to our servicemen and women, because it's hard.
That is. Shout out, man. That's a tough job. It's strong. You really have to be strong mentally. And, you know, you're doing big things when you out there for us, huh?
So I did my research on you, too.
No, man. Hold on.
And I found out that you went to Indiana State University, where you got your BS in broadcasting. So how did you end up deciding to go into broadcasting after avoiding combat?
Okay, so, you know, they have the recruiters that come to your high school. I applied to numerous schools. I wanted to go to Ball State. A lot of my friends was going there, and I mm-hmm. didn't get accepted. I'm like, how did I not get accepted to go to Ball State in Muncie, Indiana? I'm like, I had better grades than them. Anyways, you know, they just pick whoever they want. Indiana State, it turned out to be a better choice. As I'm looking through this list, I was already tired of being in school at this point, and I wasn't the best mathematician. I wasn't the best when it came to math, so I did not want to take on too many courses that consisted of that. So I came across radio, TV, film, and I said, all right, this is it. It sounds fun. I know music. I know radio. Let's do it. But I still wasn't sure if I wanted to focus on radio, television, or film. I got there my freshman year, jumped off, I mean, for my first semester. Everything, I feel like, is destiny.
Mm-hmm.
Destiny.
Yeah.
I met a guy on campus. His name was G.I. Lee. Shout out to G.I. Lee. He's in New York now. Little bit about him. I don't know if I should tell you now or later. But this guy, I'm sorry. I got to tell you now.
Yeah, yeah.
So, do you remember when 106 and Park was on?
Yeah,
when they
course.
First started with AJ and Free?
Yes.
Now, there was a commercial they used to always play on BET. Every time 106 and Park or anything went to commercial, you had this one where the kids are all outside playing. And then this guy comes down the stairs and he gets in front of the camera and he says, "Yo, 106 and Park is on." And then next thing you know, everybody drops everything.
I remember that. Yo.
That's him, G.I. Lee. He went out there and started working with BT.
Yo, 106 and Park is on. Yo, everybody drops what they're doing. This girl's doing double dress.
That's right.
Drop the jump ropes. Kids are shooting hoops. They drop the basketballs and they run. And so that was him who did that.
That was him who did it. He's the one who brought me into radio. At the time, he was the director of the urban format on campus. He told me he saw something in me, you know, that I did not see. And he told me to come through the radio station and I want you to be on air. Mm. I sucked. Initially, I had no name because I never had a nickname. I've always been Marsha. I didn't know what to call myself. So he said, "All right, well, give me a week. I'll have a name for you." And then he came up with Marshmallow, right? I'm like, "Oh, hex no," right? How corny is this? But I said, "All right, I'm going to go with it because I don't plan on sticking with it." But I did because radio, I just fell in love with her. Mm. And I think that's what got me through college because it was a passion. So I knew once I graduated that this is what I wanted to do. I wanted to be on air. And, you know, the feeling that any fresh new graduate have, that fear of, oh, my God, I have so much time to get a job. Okay, 2 months has passed. I haven't gotten a job. Oh, my God, am I ever going to get into my field? Mm-hmm. Just that panic. However, by having faith and being patient, like a year after I graduated, I was blessed with the opportunity of getting hired at Crawford Broadcasting.
Mm, congratulations.
That's where you would hear Power 92, So 106.3, WYCA. I started out as a board operator. I worked my way up to become a producer, and then I worked my way up to the sales team. So that's how I ended up in sales.
That's wonderful. And then, so you ended up in sales. You worked through the sales team. How did you make the transition from Crawford Broadcasting to WGN Radio?
Ooh, man, faith. When they say walk by faith and not by sight,
come on.
You have to believe it. You have to feel it. You have to do it because you can't have faith and not believe and not let God lead for you.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So I decided, you know, one day I decided, you know, I'm ready to move on and do something different. I had been there for 8 years. And I said, okay, I'm just going to jump up and I'm going to relocate to Des Moines, Iowa, because I have family there. My grandma's there. I hadn't seen her for a bit. So I want to spend time with them. And maybe I'll get back into radio there. And so I put in my 2 weeks notice and my last day was 4/4/14. And those were my numbers. Those was always like that clue between me and God. You know, it was a sign for me.
So number four has always been a sign for you.
Number four has always been a sign for me. If you look out that window right now, what's the address of that building right there?
Oh, 444.
Yeah. So when I got hired here, as I was walking through the door for my interview and I looked across the street, I saw those numbers.
And you knew that this was for you.
I knew this was for me.
And, you know, I don't know if we talked about it in the opening, but that is a huge piece of what this podcast will be.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of inspirational tidbits from our past, because both of us took unconventional paths in the radio.
Right.
And, you know, you can't chalk it up to anything but God, universe, whatever
but
it is you believe
if
in.
You cannot become complacent with what you're doing.
There you go.
Because a lot of times we find ourselves sitting in a position where we're not happy in anymore, but we feel like there's nothing else out there for us. And we come up with every excuse not to move on to that next level. So I quit my job without a job. Most people won't do that. Most people would say, don't do that, because you have bills, you have a life, you have a family to take care of. But no, I stepped out on faith.
Yeah.
I moved to Iowa, and between that time, I got to spend time with my grandma. However, get this, 2 months after that, my grandma passed away.
Mm-hmm.
With no sign that she had cancer. No one knew that she had cancer. We found out, and 2 weeks later, she died. That was God's gift to me. And I, you know, and I'm just grateful for it, you know. So I came back here because it's not a damn thing to do in Des Moines, Iowa. But visit. Hi and bye. So I came back because this is where my heart was, and I started to apply for jobs, and this is where I was supposed to be. Had I not quit my last job, I would not be here.
Wow. Wow. Sometimes you got to jump out the window without a parachute.
That's right.
I did the same thing. I quit Target without a backup plan. Came back home. You taught me the word boomerang kid. I was a boomerang kid.
He was a boomerang kid.
I hadn't heard of it before, Marsha. And so that's when you go back home after having been in the workforce. And had I not taken that leap of faith, I wouldn't be here either. So I think that's a big part of both of our stories. That's what's up. And my condolences to you and you know, how fortunate it was that you got a chance to spend her last moments.
That's right, man. You know, just
let's do a lightning round.
Chills.
Let's do a lightning round before we get up out of here.
What's a lightning round?
So I see some questions here that we can ask each other to get to know one another pretty quickly here.
Okay.
And you have 3 seconds to answer each question, man. And we'll go back and forth.
All right.
You ready for this?
All right, I'm ready.
Are you sure? You got to stretch? You got to stretch or anything? You good?
Stretch.
You got it together? Okay.
Back real quick.
Okay, let's do it. So you got 3 seconds. Each question. You ready?
All right.
Favorite album?
Reasonable Doubt, Jay-Z.
Favorite movie?
Mo' Better Blues.
Favorite dish?
Spaghetti.
Pet peeve?
Bubble space. I need my bubble space.
Yeah, I knew that about you. I knew that. Marsha is not a hugger. I'm a hugger. Marsha's not a hugger. She's like, back up. Siblings?
5.
5? Wow.
I'm lying. It's 4.
4. Okay. Nationality?
I am African-American with a little bit of Indian in me. You see my long hair?
I see
a few waves in there, too.
I see. Yeah. Uh-huh. And your edges are laid.
Uh-huh.
Bucket list. What is the main thing on your bucket list?
To travel all around the country.
Where would you like to see yourself 3 years from now?
I would like to see myself being a boss,
being a
manager, being more prosperous financially and career-wise.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Having my own radio show.
I love it.
All right. All right, my turn in.
It
ain't just for me.
Okay, let's do
it. It's not just for me, brother.
Let's do it.
All right, 3 seconds.
Hold on, wait a minute. I got to switch the instrumental for me.
All right,
boom, I'm ready.
All right. Favorite album?
Same, Reasonable Doubt, Jay-Z. Or do you want more of the roots? I can't decide.
All right, favorite dish?
Favorite dish, fufu and soup, African food.
Favorite movie?
Paid in Full.
All right.
Or Belly.
That's a good one. All right, pet peeves?
Pet peeves. When people leave fingernail clippings around.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of gross.
It's disgusting.
Siblings?
2 big sisters.
Shout out to the big sis.
Yes.
Nationality?
Ethnicity would be West African. Both parents from Ghana. Nationality, Chicagoan, through and through. Born in Chicago.
All right. Bucket list. Anything on your bucket list?
You know what? I think I've hit most of my bucket list items. Okay, one of the things that was on my bucket list that I want to continue to do is take group tours to Ghana and take dozens of travelers with me. And I've been doing it.
All right, but...
So I need to re-up. I got to re-up on my bucket list. Come back to that one.
All right. I'm going to pause because as I was doing a little bit of digging and investigating on you, I did come to find that you knocked off one of the things off of your bucket list last year. OMG. You know, this is something that you may not find too many of us doing.
What's that? Uh-oh, what's that?
He took one for the team. Doma T is now a skier has yet under his belt.
Yes.
And I do have a little bit of audio for that.
Uh-oh.
And in fact, I want everyone else to check it out. So you can always go to our page. You can check it out on our Shypedia Instagram page or our WGNradio.com page. But Doma T, last year, he went out with the team for a recess to ski.
And it was so ugly.
Yeah, here's a little audio.
That's it. That's all I got.
That was awesome.
Thank you. That's it.
You know what that was? That was me falling.
He's laying on the ground while he's saying this with these skis tied up to his feet. And this man.
And I got on a black onesie. So they only had a few sizes in these one pieces that the skiers wear. And because I wanted to wear the black sleek one so bad, I put on the tightest one. And I'm like, does it look too tight? No, you look fine. And I get out there and I'm looking crazy. I'm falling.
He has a helmet on his head.
I got a helmet on. It's bad. I didn't share it on social media. You got to search and find this.
Oh, gosh.
Only way it's going to be on the Shypedia Instagram is if Marsha posted it, because I do not endorse that video.
Okay,
but it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
This is one of our bloopers, because Doma T went down a ramp and he broke their ramp because he was so scared. He was holding on. He did not want to let go. And he pulled the handle down with him.
And so, it broke.
You know, he went out there breaking people's stuff. So,
yeah,
you know, you will get to check that out. So,
yes. But skiing is a good. That is a good bucket list item. You're good.
Yeah,
you're good.
You know. Mm-hmm.
Good job. Good stuff. Good stuff.
Oh, right.
Man. I'm trying to think of a new bucket list item. Go to Dubai. That's on my bucket list. I want to go to Dubai.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So,
yeah.
We'll stay tuned.
Stay tuned, man. This is the Shypedia Pod. That was fun.
Wait a minute. 3 years from now, we'll see you where?
3 years from now, on top of the world! Shypedia, new episodes are releasing every Friday on iTunes, SoundCloud, and all of your favorite social media platforms. And, of course, on WGNradio.com and WGN+.